This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 4:03 on DGS. Dave, not with us today. He's hanging out with Phoebe on the last weekend of spring break, so getting a little extra day before she goes back to KU. But he'll be back here on Monday, and obviously Monday's a big deal. We're flipping that switch to go to 104.1 FM, so that'll be new as of 12:01 Monday morning. So we've got that start going on, and obviously if you're listening on the AM dial, it's not going away. Not going away. I cannot recommend highly enough, though, if you have the ability. Like, if you're way out, you're probably not going to pick up the 104.1. But if you're in the suburbs, if you're in the general St. Louis area, you're going to hear it, and it just, everything sounds better. All of us in FM sounds better. The Cardinals in FM sounds better. So that's all coming up starting on Monday. Obviously, we'll tell you a little bit more later about the big first pitch breakfast that's happening in advance of Kegs and Eggs, but as part of our opening day celebration on Thursday. So we'll give you the details on that. But not many tickets left, so you're going to want to go pretty quickly on that one. All right, so we normally would be doing the fish smackdown this week. I'm sorry, I got to say it like Dave does, smackdown. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Fish Fry Smackdown is normally at this time on Fridays. For a lot of different logistical reasons, we're not going that route today. Dave's not here. Food tasters had some conflicts, things like that. So we're just going to continue that next week. So I guess, what did we decide this was?
It's an exhibition.
It's like, instead of the regular season, this is going to be it's actually better than the real thing because we have AJ Miller in, who's the GM of Squires in Lafayette Square. And AJ brought us your guys' version of the fish fry. I told you this off the air. I want to say it on the air. That is amazing fish and shrimp.
Thank you
It
so
is
much.
Phenomenal.
It's really good.
I put it over there for a reason. It's not next to me for a reason. I don't want to eat during the segment.
It's so pretty
good.
Great.
So tell everybody a little bit about what you guys do with it, because you gave me some of the details. Why is it the way that it is? Because, you know, when Rach and I were talking about it, there's a lot of places where there's just too much batter on the fish, or maybe sometimes not enough, or it's not seasoned well enough. What do you guys do with it? Why is it so good?
Yeah, so we actually use Greasy Dick Brothers brewing their Golden Pilsner in our beer batter, so local, which we love, and it's such a great beer. We've had it since we opened almost 24 years ago, and it's just great that we've had such a great relationship with them, and we're so happy that we can use it you know, for people to drink as well as in our food. But we beer batter our white fish as well as our shrimp. And then it also comes with mashed potatoes with braised onions, green beans, coleslaw, which is awesome.
I haven't got to try that yet.
Is so good.
I feel like I'm going to spill it on myself if I don't wait.
And then tartar sauce and cocktail sauce. And then it comes with a roll.
So is this part of is this your normal menu? Do you do it this time of year more often?
So we do it every Friday in Lent, and then we also have our fish and chips on our lunch menu Tuesday through Friday that we also beer batter as well with the Greasy Dick Brothers.
But this that you just described, this is like your version of the big fish fry.
Yes, the Catholic,
Friday nights.
Yeah, Yep, Catholic version. I think that we still have a little bit of work to do because some fish fries, Catholic fish fries, are so good, and you just can't compete. But this is our version, and people really seem to love it. And it's homemade. It's made from scratch. It's made with lots of love, and we love doing it every year.
Yeah, it's cool. And look, the stuff that we've had, the people that come in, they bring all of it's great. And you're right. It's tough competition.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb and bet that, you know, unlike some of those places, you're not gonna wait in a 250 yard long line.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. You can order it right off our menu. You can come in for dinner and sit at the table, sit at the bar, sit outside, and just order off the menu. You can do that, or you can just do, you know, whatever else on our restaurant menu that we have that for that evening. So you can pick either fish fry or restaurant menu food. So, you know, it's not like the normal Catholic style you get in line.
So if I want a burger, I'm good?
You're good. You can do burger.
I know
and
some
fish.
People don't. You're not allowed to have burgers on Fridays. Yeah. Some people are not, but I'm allowed, so.
I just want to say, Squires is such a great vibe. You guys have a great patio.
Yes.
Just a beautiful, I mean, you can just sit out there and just kind of enjoy the rest of Lafayette Square. Yeah. Great bar area. And then I was telling you before we went on the air, I used to love to go into Squires Market and just grab something.
We've got a great market, and we are dog friendly on our patio. So if you have, you know, a little animal friend that you want to bring, we love dogs, love seeing them. But yeah, we've got a great market. You know, lots of really great local things that we carry. We also carry, you know, grab and go things, beer, wine, liquor, gourmet cheeses, cookies, all sorts of sweets.
Rachel, she said cookies.
Yeah.
I know. You're just telling me I need to go get these cookies for everybody.
So go visit Allison. She's our market lady. Go visit her. She would love to see you guys.
That's awesome. So tell us more about just the business, because obviously this is phenomenal. And you told us about the fish fries on Friday so people can get that big Catholic fish dinner done the way that you guys do it, which is, again, I cannot recommend enough. The fish is phenomenal. The shrimp is amazing. Haven't gotten into the sides yet, but they smell great, and I'm tempted right now to just start eating instead of talking. But just tell us about Squires for people that haven't been there, like Rach, or people that are just listening. Where can they find you? What's the best place to get info, and what should people know about you guys?
Yeah, so we're down in Lafayette Square, which is just right down, almost downtown, really close to Soulard. We're right on the corner of Park and 18th Street. You can look online on our website, squires.com. You can go to our Instagram page as well, Facebook page. But, you know, like I said, we've been around for, it'll be 24 years in October. And we do private events. We do, you know, big events, small events. We've got a great patio. You know, we do lots of, you know, give back to the neighborhood. We're very family friendly. My kids are there almost every day after school. You know, I've been there since I was a kid. So, you know, it's a great family run business, and we love it, and we love our customers. And so come down and see us. It's almost patio season. So we've got a great patio as well.
So people like if they just Google search you, then that's going to get you to all the social media. I know it'll get you to the restaurant website.
Yes.
And for anybody that Instagram, hasn't seen it, it's Squires. So if you haven't seen it, it's pronounced the way you would think it is, but that's how it's spelled. So if you're going to look it up, that's the way to go.
Yes, that's the way.
It's awesome to see you, AJ.
Yeah, great to see you.
Thanks for bringing
this in so much.
And continuing the fish fry smackdown. You guys have the benefit of not being able to lose, even though you also cannot win the trophy. But maybe we'll give you guys a separate certificate just for playing.
That'd
we appreciate
great.
You.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep, thanks for popping in. Yep. We appreciate it. We continued on with the smackdown. We'll get back to the competition next week. And again, that's AJ Miller from Squires, Squires, if you want to look it up on Twitter, or on Twitter, on Google, and that'll get you to the website, all the socials, so you can find out what's going on there. All right, stick around. We got a lot more to do before we get to the top of the hour. Oh, man, it's the last 45 minutes before we add FM.
I know. This is crazy.
Love it. Back in on DGS, Dave out today, back on Monday. I think it's appropriate, Rach, that we do a flashback Friday, considering that it's kind of coming up on a pretty, I think, I don't know, it might be a bit dramatic to call it a historic change. I think it's a significant change for us at KMOX, though.
Yeah,
moving
for
on
sure.
To, you know, adding the 104.1 FM signal is a massive change and just a positive one. There's no downside to it. Nothing goes away. Nothing is lost. Everything is gained. That is my definition of a good move, right? I mean, if it was a trade in sports and you're like, yep, you don't lose anything, but you gain good stuff, you're going to make that trade all day, every day. So I guess we can treat this as in advance of that becoming a thing. We can flash back to some other things today on a Flashback Friday.
Absolutely. Back in the day on March 21st, 73 years ago in 1952, a gentleman named Alan Freed held the Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland. It's now considered to be the first major rock and roll show in history. So I looked up Alan Freed. He was a DJ, DJ back in the day. He held this Moondog Coronation Ball. The arena that he held it in Cleveland could only hold 10,000 people, but over 20,000 fans showed up, and the crowd broke through the gates. So the cops ended up shutting the entire thing down.
Does it say who played?
It does not say.
Oh, I got to Google that, man.
The Moondog
Coronation
Ball.
1952. All right, let's see. I bet that's going to come up pretty quick. Oh, there we go. Oh, I had it for a second. There we go. Let's see. I wonder if it's going to be anybody big or if it's just going to be people that were
big
at the time.
That's what I'm thinking. Being that it was 1952, it's like, I don't think it was like Elvis Presley or anything.
I was going to say, there weren't that many rock stars in 1952.
Right.
It was still TBD. I don't see any listing of the bands on the Wikipedia page. Oh, well.
It was definitely a rock show. You know, 10,000 extra people showed up and broke through the gates. So, good
All
for
right,
them.
So I found the banner, the concert poster.
Mm-hmm.
So, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., man, they were shooting late back in the 1950s.
Dang.
That is a late show. Paul Williams and the Hucklebuckers. And then Tiny Grimes and the Rockin' Highlanders. Those were like two of the big ones.
Love those guys.
They had the Dominoes.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about them, but I know that. Danny Cobb. Veretta Dillard. So to all these people, I just do not know.
All right.
All right. There you go. That's pretty cool.
60 years ago in 1965, Martin Luther King led 3,000 civil rights demonstrators on a 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, to demand voting rights for black people. By the end of the march, 25,000 people had joined. 60 years ago, 1965.
Man, it's so recent that it feels wrong.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Like, if that was 200 years ago, you're like, okay, people were stupid back then. Apparently, people were stupid 60 years ago, too.
Yes.
And are still now. A lot of people are. Less stupid people.
That's true.
The number of us that have stopped being stupid has increased.
45 years ago in 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. Olympic team. Announced to the U.S. Olympic team, pardon me, that they would not participate in the 1980 Summer Games in Moscow as a boycott against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
The worst. The worst. We need to stop putting people that have nothing to do with geopolitical issues and ruining their careers, the things that they've been working for their entire lives. Because other people decided to do something you don't like. Like, if you want to put sanctions on a country, I hate it now. I hate that international federations are limiting Russian athletes. They had nothing to do with this. Why should you be punished when you have nothing to do with the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, having seen some Olympians, I've talked to a couple of Olympians that were supposed to go in 1980, and it was it. That was their shot. They made it. They qualified, and that was it. They weren't going to be able to go back. They didn't get to go back in 1984 when it was in L.A. I just don't see the use of using sports or entertainment people as props in political issues.
Let's see here. 41 years ago in 1984, New York re-landscaped a portion of Central Park and renamed it Strawberry Fields in honor of John Lennon. It officially reopened 7 months later on what would have been his 45th birthday.
So it wasn't open forever?
It's been open forever since they opened.
Okay, since they got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
36 years ago in 1989, Dick Clark announced that he was stepping down as the host of American Bandstand After 33 years, he had more than 10,000 musical guests that had appeared on Bandstand, and over 600,000 teenagers danced on camera while Dick Clark was running American Bandstand. 600,000 teenagers.
The original man who never aged.
Yeah, and didn't he just pass away like less than 20 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. Now I have to look because...
Yeah, let's Google that because I kind of remember it was still Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin'
Eve. It was 2012.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah. Nice long life.
Yeah, and again, looked like he was 50 when he was 90. I don't know how old exactly he got to be. I don't think he got to 90, but I mean, he died at 82, but forever he just looked like 20 years younger than he was.
36 years ago in 1989, Sports Illustrated reported allegations that Pete Rose had bet on baseball. It took him until 2004 to admit it. So we just talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting.
Not a fan of Pete. A lot of people that don't know the full Pete story don't really share the same contempt for him that I have. Not just the betting, but obviously I mentioned it before. In court documents, admitted to having an affair with a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, no, it was legal age, though. She was 16. That was legal in that state at that time. Like, okay, buddy. But you're still like a 33-year-old married major league player, and you're dating a 16-year-old.
Yeah, anytime you have to be like, oh, no, technically that was
technically,
legal. It's like,
on a technicality.
Let's start reevaluating.
I've actually interviewed Pete. I didn't know that story at the time.
Oh, okay.
That story wasn't really public until a lot later. Mm. It was part of the report that Major League Baseball did. Like, they uncovered a lot, but that stuff was not really public knowledge at the time when I interviewed him. And he's actually a fun interview. I get why people like being around him because he's funny and he's pretty quick witted and all of that. But not a good guy. Not a good guy. Not somebody you want to go to bat for.
No,
sorry, I didn't mean that, but it's appropriate.
Just looking at the stream chat here, Jerry is asking, why did the FM station change from 98.7 to 104.1? Signal strength?
Yep, pretty much.
Exactly that. 104.1
way
is much
wider coverage
signal, yes.
Right, so if you think of like 98.7, it was pointing in a very specific direction, basically down the I-40 corridor, and it only extended out so far. But if you look at the 104.1, it's more of like, it's considered a market-wide signal, which means it's going to cover in all directions and probably a good bit further out from the downtown area as opposed to what the 98.7 was. So, like, they're both FM. They're both going to sound the same.
Yeah.
This one just has a much broader range. I don't know enough to say whether it's a 5 times larger signal or a 10 times. I don't know that, but it is a significantly larger signal, yes.
36 years ago in 1989, Madonna released her fourth album, Like a Prayer. It included her hits Cherish and Express Yourself.
Mm.
That's Wheels' favorite pop star.
Yeah,
Madonna.
Yeah, that's his go-to.
I have one Madonna story, and that was the time that she made her debut on the MTV Music Awards, performing Like a Virgin. And have you ever seen it? Have you seen the video?
Mm-mm.
All right, have you seen it, Andrew?
Yep.
She's basically just rolling around on stage in lingerie.
Okay.
And doing this in prime time on MTV. And we used to get the chance. My parents were cool enough to let me and my brother put the MTV Music Awards on once a year when it would come on. And, you know, my dad would sit in the back and, you know, snark at everybody. And when that started happening, mom and dad were not comfortable. And I'll be honest with you, neither were the boys.
Yeah, you don't want to watch that with
I'm
mom
like,
and dad.
I'm going to go get a drink, you guys. You keep on enjoying Madonna rolling around on the floor. I'm going to get a drink, and I'll be back.
One more here. 31 years ago in 1994, Michael Jordan was cut from the Chicago White Sox spring training roster.
Aww.
And sent to the minors.
I hated that, too. I'm a hater. I hated when he did that.
When he went
and played minor league baseball. I hated that stuff. I hated when Tim Tebow did it. I just hate it when people use their clout to jump the line and push other people out that are trying to do that for real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, you're already worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He was at the time the greatest basketball player on the planet. He just stepped away after his dad passed away. He wasn't like diminished. He wasn't retired. He came back after that and won 3 more titles and won more MVPs and all of that. Like, don't be pushing some 22-year-old guy who's actually trying to make a career out of this to the back of the line because you're friends with the owner of the White Sox because he owns the Bulls. Hate that. So I'm a hater.
That's okay. It's warranted.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
That's DGS on a Friday. Dave will be back on Monday. The rest of us are here. And obviously Monday we add the 104.1 FM signal. I know you're probably tired of hearing us saying it, but you're going to have to get used to it because, well, it's the new,
it's the new signal.
So it's going to be the way we talk about it all the time. Andrew, I feel for you, buddy. You have have my deepest sympathies for your current home internet situation.
Man, it sucks.
How long have you been without internet now?
Since the storm on
Friday. Oh my goodness gracious.
I know, it knocked out our Wi-Fi.
So is this like an area thing or like something in your house got jacked up because of it?
My modem got destroyed by the storm.
Oh, so you're waiting for a new modem. Surged.
Yeah, waiting for a new modem. They haven't sent it yet. And I can't watch my stories. We're cable cutters, so we have nothing without internet. So it's just like staring at a blank TV.
So this, like,
we see stuff.
That's a modern nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if you're living in Little House on the Prairie times, you didn't have internet. But when you have things and then they're removed, that sucks.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it doesn't, I always hated that. Like, my parents always did. Well, we didn't even have color TV. I don't care.
It ain't my problem.
Because if you had something back then and it went away, you'd be mad about it.
And I went out and bought an $80 modem because the modem said it is compatible with Charter. And then I got home and hooked it up and Charter's like, nah, it ain't. So I wasted it.
Well, did you return it?
I opened it.
It doesn't matter.
You can return
it. Put it back in the box, take it back, return it. Just say it's not compatible.
Okay, then I am going to.
Yeah, you should do that. Don't just be like, don't eat the $80 because they can just put some tape on it and they'll just resell it to somebody. That's how that works. I used to work at a department store.
Some other sucker.
Hey, it wouldn't be nearly the worst thing that anybody's returned at a store. Did you ever get that, Rach? Did you ever get that at Radio Shack?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The weird returns or like the crazy ones?
Yeah,
like
there
used
was actually,
batteries.
This battery's dead. I want to return it.
There was a girl I knew from high school who came in to return a phone charger, and she was being so nice to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's nice. We had a nice little interaction. And then when she left, I realized she just stole from Radio Shack because she basically returned a charger we don't sell. Basically, she had went in, she had bought a charger, she had taken it out of the packaging, and then put her old charger back in the packaging and came and returned it to my face.
You should have returned
her in. And I'm still mad at you about that if you're out there listening.
That Let's have lame. A name.
Oh, no, it's way too... I went to a high school with like 50 people in the whole high school.
Did you tell the principal?
Well,
I didn't tell the principal, but I did apologize to my boss for getting
She knows what
duped.
She did. She doesn't care. She'd still be guilty about it. Oh, well, there you go. I had my first job ever was in high school. I was working the register in the men's department at Sears. That was what I did. My first day was like 2 days before Christmas, which sucked. Because, sorry guys, to do the whole back in the day, nobody was having anything delivered to their house. You were all out buying things. So the line was a mile long and all that. And it was like maybe a week later, it might have been right after the holiday rush, this lady comes in and she wants to return some men's pajamas. And they're in the plastic, you know, like the plastic that wrap that they come in, right? They're men's pajamas. It's kind of like, I don't know, even you buy t-shirts or whatever that are wrapped in plastic. And this, again, this was 1988, I think it was. The pajamas were purchased in 1966.
Oh, my gosh.
And she wanted to return them because she found them while cleaning out the basement and obviously did not have the receipt from 22 years before and wanted us to return them. And I'm like, I can't return those. I don't even know what the cost is. I don't have a code. I don't have anything to do that. And she's like, I want the manager. I'm like, fine. You get the manager. And he did it.
That's so lame.
He gave her like $10.
Did she have the receipt?
No.
Of course not for
22 years ago.
I know you're going to disagree with me because you're a principal guy. But I know you love to argue. But I think that that is probably the right call. I think to make a compromise with somebody like that who's just going to stand there and throw a fit and make everybody lose time and energy because dealing with her when there's better things everybody could be doing, I think to just make the executive decision and be like, look, if I give you a $10 bill, will you get out of my face and leave us all alone and stop harassing my employees?
You know what that's called? Negotiating with terrorists.
Yes!
And I'm against
it, Andrew. She was a terrorist.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I've been like, you know what? You could stand there and yell at me all day. I'm just going to do my thing, and you can be there. It's fine.
I'm a path of least resistance guy. I'm what is going to get everybody in this situation de-escalated to a place of normalcy.
I get where you're coming from.
But then
it comes down to like, then everyone can start bringing in their old pajamas.
What if she wants to do it once a week now?
Yeah.
Going to find some old crap and be like, look, return it.
So now you got to teach these people a lesson.
I will say, like, I do understand, you know, having been in, you know, like the restaurant business sometimes, you're going to give in a little bit because the idea, and this is what my manager told me at the time, because I looked at him and I was like, why did you give her money? He's like, look, I don't know if she's going to come back or not, but if she's happy, she might shop here. And like, that's the whole point of the customer is always right. That's the reason why. Even if the person who's the patron at the restaurant's being kind of an ass, you're probably going to err on the side of making them happy because the idea is you want them to come back.
Yeah.
Still,
I would not negotiate with terrorists.
I would not have given that lady $10. And by the way, $10 in 1988 is probably $25 now.
Yeah, that's a good amount of money.
$25 now.
For your old pajamas that are older than Wheeler.
They were.
1966 was before you were born.
I was born in 71. These pajamas were older than me. Obviously, nobody's carrying the same pajamas. That was kind of what I was trying to explain. I'm like, we don't carry these anymore. I don't have a code. I can't scan them. I can't return them in that way.
Lady, she's like, this brand isn't even a thing anymore.
Get your manager. I'm like, you got it. And you're not my problem, lady.
What we would have at the Shack is if someone returned like an iPhone or something, you would be subject to a restocking fee at times.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
Like a big TV or something. Yeah. And that's to discourage people from like buying a big screen television to watch the Super Bowl on and
then returning it the next day.
Okay, now this I like. You give her $10 to shut her up and get her out of your hair, and then you snatch it out of her hands and you go, restocking fee.
Ah, man. I just, the nerve of some people.
I'm getting mad thinking about it.
Act like somebody owes you something when you are so clearly wrong. Like, really, like, if it was down there for the last 22 years, you weren't hurting for those $10.
Yeah.
You never even knew it was there.
You didn't even know about it.
You didn't even remember that you bought it. It was a non-issue. Like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry about your internet situation. Do you have an ETA on when the new modem is arriving?
No. So, my wife spoke to them, and I thought she said that it's coming within 2 or 3 days. And what they actually told her, and I misheard, was they're going to try and send it within 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
Which was 3 days ago, and they still haven't sent it.
Isn't there a charter store you can go by and just pick one up?
Yeah.
No, because the one in Alton is like indefinitely closed. We went to it because it doesn't say it's closed online, but when we got there, there was a sign on the door that was like, you're out of luck. I will say, though, I don't just want to, if I'm going to talk about how mad I am that that store was abruptly closed with no warning, because I'm extremely angry about it, I do need to say, twice now I have like called them, because we also had like an outage at our house specifically that needed to get resolved before we could even fix the modem situation. And so I talked to some call center people, and man, it was some incredible customer service. It was easy to get to a real person, not an AI. And they were very helpful. They were very nice. They were very understanding. I gave them that same energy back in the hopes that they would make their day a little brighter, which I think that it did. I think they're used to people screaming at them, where's my internet? You know, my iPad kids can't, you know, watch Barney and everyone's freaking out. And it was just, it was a very nice interaction. And we always talk on how much customer service is terrible now and how it's impossible to get through a person, and if you do, they're super unhelpful. And I just wanted to give credit where it was due. Spectrum customer service was actually pretty incredible and helpful with our issues.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good times. Always nice when you get good service.
Yeah.
Because you expect it from more like mom and pop and local, because they're obviously a human being that cares about it, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody who's thousands of miles away and doesn't mm-hmm. care. So it's good when you get that.
Doesn't surprise.
I love you.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.